Chris Rock's fabulous documentary, Good Hair, touched a rubbed raw nerve in the African-American community, whether to chemically straighten hair or go natural. In this scene, Salt-N-Pepa's Cheryl Ray and Sandra Denton remember when Sandra got her hair chemically relaxed right before their Push It video.
Remember when my sister did my hair and then this whole side was burnt off?
I remember.
And then that's how the style of the asymmetrical look came in with Salt-N-Pepa, and I had to shave off one side of my hair.
Right.
Well, now young African Americans are rebelling against hair straightening through online blogs and websites like Mei Ling Tap's naturalchicka.com. She has everything from recipes for anti-frizz sprays with honey and avocado oil to tutorials on styling.
And now can make the side part. So I'm going to make mine right about here. All right, so that's my part right there.
And Mei Ling Tap joins us from the studios of WABE in Atlanta. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's definitely my pleasure.
For those who have never straightened their hair, how old were you when you started doing it, and what does it feel like?
So I was about 6 years old when my mom started chemically straightening my hair. It's a very time-intensive process. I mean, you're putting these intense chemicals on your scalp, and sometimes if you leave it on there for too long, you can get burns, and it's just not an enjoyable process at all.
I just took a 16-year-old niece because she wanted to have it done and never had it done before, and the hairdresser set right into brushing this big, beautiful afro out, and she just dissolved in tears. It was so painful.
Not a great process.
And this is one of the reasons that mothers like yours might have pushed this, because to brush the hair when it's in your natural state, you can be very tender-headed.
There are a lot of techniques that you can use that I've learned about now that make it easier for you to comb your hair when it's in its natural state. But back then, my mom didn't really understand those techniques, so the easiest thing was to put a relaxer in my hair to make it straight and to be able to comb through it when it was dry or when it was wet.
Did you cry when you
were? Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And why? Because did the chemicals sting too after the brushing?
My mom was pretty good about not leaving it in too long, so it wouldn't burn in most occasions, but sometimes there'd be some spots where I would scratch my head. That was always the rule before you got a relaxer. Don't scratch your head, because it opens up your pores, and then your pores are more susceptible to the chemicals, and then you can have burning.
And as you said, you started at six. Others started around the same age, or 10, and then they continue for maybe decades, every 6 weeks for decades. So when did you decide to break out of that cycle?
I decided to break out of that cycle back in July 2009. And it was a decision that was actually motivated by my two younger sisters, who decided to go natural before I did. And it was just crazy to me how improved the health of their hair was from when it was relaxed. That was the motivating factor for me. I wanted to improve the health of my hair, and I saw that going natural was the way to do that.
But after you decided to go, you know, from 20-some-odd years of hair straightening to natural, didn't you have to go back to the straightening for a little while?
Right. I stopped chemically relaxing my hair for about 4 months. But at that time, I wasn't really aware of the online discussion about natural hair and how many tips there were to natural hair care. And I became so frustrated that I actually went back to my stylist and pleaded with her to put a relaxer back in my hair. But after that time, I ended up talking to one of my friends who also had natural hair. And that's when she pointed me to the wealth of information online about natural hair care. You know, after that, I felt really empowered. Like, I can really do this. All of these people are doing it as well, so I feel like I can do it too.
Natural doesn't mean just do nothing.
Right. So the major thing for me was when I started to go natural, you now have two textures of hair that you're dealing with. You have the new natural texture that's growing in, and you still have those relaxed ends if you don't cut them off right away. At that interface of the relaxed and natural hair, it's very fragile. So you'll hear a lot of people saying when they're going natural and if they're not taking care of it properly, they have a lot of breakage. So blogs definitely help in teaching people how to transition properly and then care for their natural hair once it's completely natural.
So in comes your new natural hair. So what were the problems and what were some of the solutions?
I was first washing my hair every day, and I realized I wasn't putting in the necessary products to keep that moisture in my hair. And so I started using a lot of natural products like shea butter and coconut oil, which would help retain the moisture in my hair, and that pretty much combated my dry hair issue.
We understand that these secret recipes for hair conditioner on your site, on other sites, that involve castor oil, aloe vera juice, one site got 1 million hits for these combinations because what? I mean, you would put this together at home, so I'm sure you save money. But what else is it about these recipes?
I think for me personally, being able to buy these natural ingredients and then being able to tailor the components so it fits just right for your hair, I think that's the exciting part of it. And I think that's why people tend to try to, you know, buy these base ingredients and mix things for themselves because they can tailor it just for them.
You know, for women, for all women, hair is loaded. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a loaded topic. But we understand in particular in the African-American community it is because as Chris Rock, you know, named his documentary, Good Hair, there's a sense that there's good hair and there's bad hair. And somehow over time, bad hair became natural hair. And what does that do for you if it's a natural part of you and it's bad?
That is a very interesting point. I receive hundreds of emails a day from people who are trying to consider the idea of going natural. And one of the main concerns is I have no idea what it's going to look like. I'm afraid I'm going to look ugly. And with my blog, one of the main things that I've been trying to promote and push is that whatever grows out of your hair is natural and it's you, and you should be able to embrace your natural beauty. You shouldn't be comparing your hair to someone else's hair. I mean, the textures of hair vary between all races, and it's just important to embrace your own natural beauty and be confident in who you are.
But is there, you know, either whispered or spoken out loud, is there some sense that, you know, the natural hair will somehow hold you back at all?
Across a lot of natural hair blogs, you'll see that there are special posts talking about natural hair in the professional scene. I'll receive messages saying that their boss told them that they needed to wear a more professional hairstyle, not saying that they couldn't be natural, but in a way they were kind of saying that their natural hair wasn't professional.
What were some of the negatives you faced because you went natural?
When I was little, I usually had long hair, and so it was a huge transition for me to go to this really short, tiny cropped afro. And for some, they couldn't really understand why I chopped off my hair. It was like, you know, you had such pretty long hair. Why did you cut it all off? I was trying to get people to understand that me is not wrapped up in my hair. It doesn't define who I am.
And on the other hand, is there also, you know, nothing wrong with saying, you know, at this, I just want to smooth this out. You don't want to condemn the black women. I'm thinking of Michelle Obama. You know, who choose to, you know, straighten her hair. And I remember there was friends of mine were just so excited when her daughter showed up with their natural hair.
Seeing that was beautiful to me. First of all, let me just say that I definitely don't have anything against people who have relaxed hair. I had relaxed hair for about 20 years. I thought they were so cute. I mean, the little braids and the different styles that they would wear, I thought that was great. They didn't feel like they had to wear their hair straight, per se, just to make some people happy. I thought that was great that they could do that.
Mei-Ling Tapp is a blogger and an advocate of natural hair. Her website, naturalchica.com, gives out tons of advice. We'll link you at hereandnow.org. Mei-Ling, thank you very much.
Very welcome. Thank you.